Hello and welcome back. Now we're going to discuss the journal. In explaining the rules of debit and credit, we recorded transactions directly into the accounts. Each ledger, general ledger, account shows only the increases in debits in that account. Thus, all the effects of a single business transaction would not appear in any one account. For example, the cash account contains only data on changes in the cash and does not show up how the cash was generated or how it was spent. To have a permanent record of the entire transaction, the accountant uses a book that is known as the journal. A journal is a chronological record of business transactions. A journal entry is a recording of a business transaction in a particular journal. A journal entry shows all the effects of a business transaction as expressed in debits and credits and may include an explanation of that transaction. A transaction is entered into a journal before it is entered into the ledger. Because each transaction is initially recorded in a journal rather than directly in the ledger, a journal is called a book of original entry. A business usually has more than one journal. Earlier, we briefly discussed several specific journals. In this unit, we use the basic form of journal, the general journal. As shown in Exhibit 8, a general journal contains the following columns. In the previous demonstrations, we showed you on a worksheet, you had the assets, liabilities, and stockholder equity or owner equity. Now, this is the whole process. You have your input from your processing to your output. Okay? So the number one, you're going to analyze the transaction. Is it a recordable transaction or is it not? And if it is, you're going to journalize that. And when I say journal, now you're going to see the chronological order from the first of the month to the end of the month. Instead of on a worksheet, you're going to see it in a journal. Okay? From there, you're going to post those entries into the general ledger, which are your accounts, okay, your assets. Say you have cash, accounts receivable, then your liabilities, notes payables, accounts payables, your retained earnings for your equity, okay, your revenue account, your expense account. Those are all under the general ledger in separate accounts. Okay, from there, you're going to prepare a trial balance, which we've not talked about yet, which we will. And from there, you may or may not have adjusting entries, and once you have prepared your adjusting entries, if you have any, you're going to have a post-closing trial balance. And then from there, after the post-closing, you're going to create your financial statement. Okay? Now, this here is the journal. Okay? So as you can see, we have a date. We have account titles and explanation. You have a posting reference, and you have a debit and a credit. Okay? So let's go on. Okay. So in the date column, which is here, okay, the first column of the journal page is for the date. For the first journal entry on a page, the column contains the year. Okay, so as you can see, you're going to write 2010, November 28. Okay, but the next entries, you will not need the year, just the month and the day. Okay, the account titles and explanation column, the first line of the entry shows the account debited. You always start with your debited account first, and then your credit account with a little indention. As you can see, you have your cash account first, which is your debit account, and then your capital, your credit account is the next one. Okay. The second line shows the account credited. Notice that we indent the credit account to the right. Okay. So this here, where it says capital stock, you will indent that just a little bit to demonstrate that it isn't a credit, okay? Any necessary explanation for the transaction appears on the next line, okay? A journal entry explanation should be concise and yet complete enough to describe fully the transaction and prove the entry's accuracy. When a journal entry is self-explanatory, we omit the explanation. The posting reference column, which you can see right after the account title and explanation. This column shows the account number of the debited or credited account. So on your general journal, the general ledger, you have all your accounts, and each one of those are numbered. And we'll go through the numbering system in a little bit. Okay? So like, for instance, all your assets, they start with 100. Okay. No number appears in the column until the information has been posted to the appropriate general ledger account. The debit column is the amount of the debit is on the same line as the title of the account debited. The credit column, that amount is also the same line as the title of the credited account. A summary of the functions and advantages of using a journal is as follows. It records transactions in a chronological order. It shows the analysis of each transaction in debits and credits, supplies an explanation of each transaction when necessary, serves as a source for future reference to accounting transactions, eliminates the need for lengthy explanations from the accounts, makes possible posting to the ledger at convenient times. It assists in maintaining the ledger and balance because the debits must always equal the credits in each journal entry. It also aids in tracing errors when the ledger is not in balance.